Coopers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. It is Friday, and we're joined on the hotline by Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so we got a lot coming up on the docket as the Brewers are, of course, continuing their road swing right now out in L.A., technically Anaheim, taking on the Angels. But they'll be back home on Monday, Pittsburgh Pirates in town. We'll touch on that series coming up in a moment and what fans can expect, Rick. But I did want to get your thoughts and insight on last week's Legends game at American Family Field a week ago today. Definitely the crowd seemed to be into it. We talked with Tim Dillard, participant in this year's event, and he said there's a high ceiling for this event. You had the Home Run Derby 2 years ago. You had the Legends game this year. And Tim says there's room to grow it. As the guy who controls the puppet strings on this, what say you? What's the ceiling for this event, and where can we grow it from here?
Yeah, no, I think the players had a lot of fun. It was great to see them, and they have fond memories of playing in Milwaukee and with their teammates, and I think the fans really enjoyed it. So yeah, there's a lot of things we want to do with our alums, and we were very successful and very happy with the Home Run Derby, very happy with the alumni game, and you know, we can keep brainstorming on future events with alums. It's a family of, you know, Brewers players who had great memories here, may have played elsewhere either before or after, but really have fond memories of their time here. They love the fans, they love the ballpark. And yeah, we wanted more connections with the alums, with our fans, and I think the game was a real fun event, and I'm glad the players enjoyed it.
When do those planning meetings begin for 2027?
Yeah, this fall, we always start our budgeting and planning process in September. So you know, we're still in the 2026 season, but we're already, you know, planning for 2027. And among those discussions will be, you know, alumni engagement and what cool things we can do to bring the alumni back and have the fans have fun with it.
So, Rick, in the past, you and I have talked about what can American Family Field do outside of Brewers events. I know we're in the midst of the American Family Field renovation. We have a lot of projects that are ongoing within the ballpark. We have the new plaza outside the facility as well. Earlier this week at the Packers shareholder meeting, going into a separate sport for just a minute, but Ed Policy, the new president and CEO, said Lambeau and the Packers are pursuing a lot more non-Packer, non-NFL events. We got the Badgers opening their season up there. There's been a hint at winter activities. There's also concerts, more of those. They want to do soccer games at the field. I know American Family Field hosted soccer friendlies in the past. Do you still have a vision for beyond just Brewers or baseball-related events? I know we have concerts at American Family Field and have in the past. But do you see a return to some of these more non-MLB, non-Brewers sporting events that American Family Field could put on?
Yeah, it's a great point, and I agree with Ed 100%. These stadiums have applicability beyond the sport for which they were originally built. And, you know, we've also been talking with the stadium district about winterization and talking about, you know, the planning for that, and that's going to open up the ballpark for a potential large number of events in the off season when we traditionally can't have things in the bowl. So whether that's, you know, wrestling or hockey or basketball or, you know, concerts or monster truck shows in the winter, all that is certainly on the table if we can get the ballpark winterized. And I know that the stadium district's working with various contractors to understand the budgeting and the engineering issues. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are always looking to drive more revenue, and the ballpark is a fantastic facility with a retractable roof. We don't have to worry about weather. And if we have winterization, we don't have to worry about cold weather. So yeah, absolutely. We want to make that a priority. Concerts are great and we've had great results, but there's a lot more we can do.
Hey, Rick, Michelle here. With the Brewers returning on Monday back home finally after their away games, what can fans be excited about? I know I'm personally going to be excited about the earlier start times because
you and me both.
Those East Coast times, that's past my bedtime.
No, it's nice to have 6:40 starts, and I, you know, so fans love that. We've got a good series against the Pirates. We're playing well. We've got obviously a rival, the Minnesota Twins, coming into town, who are also playing well, and expect the weekend games to sell out. There are still good tickets available for the Pirates series. We got the Bardice set on Saturday, August 8th. That'll be a big hit. First 25,000 fans, 21 and older. So good giveaway on Saturday, but good baseball as well.
Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger on Brewers 360. Thanks so much, Rick. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick!